Right now it's 6:16 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers, and it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Well, I told you guys, I confided in you guys, actually, that I finally got the go-kart back after some odd 6 weeks in the shop. I finally got it all fixed up. It's raring to go. Had fun driving it. It got me to ticket stock on time, despite leaving my apartment with 5 minutes allotted for the 40-minute drive. I made it there on time.
No.
And you even waited like a couple of weeks after it was ready, correct?
Yes.
It sat there
they did,
for a while.
They did call me and say it was ready, and then it was another 2 weeks before I got around to heading up there and getting it. But got it back, and about the time, I would say a few weeks before it was ready, the Buick went out. My old car I own. Not the double old Buick, not the one that's from the 70s, but the one that's from the early aughts. I have a couple Buicks. And had a blown radiator hose, upper radiator hose, and I finally fixed that yesterday, too.
Yourself?
Yeah. It's just a radiator hose.
Okay. Have you ever fixed a radiator hose, Junior?
No.
Wouldn't know where to start.
Well, near the radiator.
Okay.
You just go and you buy a new hose and you put that on there. Mm-hmm. And then you have to bleed the air out of the system.
Nope.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, thank you.
Well, I probably saved $150 doing it that way.
It's probably going to blow on you too. You probably didn't connect it correctly.
That's why all of your cars are constantly in a state of disrepair because you work on them.
Yeah. That's why
I don't work on the go-kart. I'll change the air filters and things like that. Do you guys change your own air filters?
What's that?
It's so hard to say.
No.
Only in my air conditioning system at home, but not my car.
Really? Change that out when I get my oil changed. And no, I don't change my own oil either.
See, I think they always bring you a fake air filter.
One that's dirty? Hey, this is what it looks like.
Hey, I just wanted to show you your air filter here, and it's got, looks like a sweet gum tree was next to it. It's got the little balls tucked in there and leaves everywhere in it and trash, a grocery bag tucked in there. It looks like a bird's nest. And then I go, no, that's okay. I'll change it myself. And then I watch them take that bird's nest air filter. There's another band name for you. I watch them take that and go set it on a shelf where they use it for every customer. It's so fake. So fake.
No, I see him take it out of the the engine.
But yeah, this Buick cabin air filter was the biggest hell to change I've ever seen. It's the worst design I've ever seen. It's one of the worst deals we've ever had.
By the glove box?
It's up under, it's back behind the dash, and you have to put it in three pieces and assemble it in place. Uh-uh. Sliding each panel in up under the other one inside these little plastic tracks. It's horrible, and everyone complains about it. It probably took an hour to get this thing changed. Just an air filter. But that's one of the worst deals we've ever had in that car. Everything else is easy to do, including the upper radiator hose, which I changed, which means that I'm driving, out of the two vehicles, I'm choosing the Buick. I simply looked at my choices. And I chose the Buick that was right for me.
Until it overheated.
Well, I'm back in the Buick.
Okay, you're back in it.
Here I have both cars available to me.
Oh, you chose it this morning.
I chose the Buick.
Okay.
Because it's fun to ride like an old man. I have two modes. I have grandpa car, in which I drive.
You drive slower in the Buick?
Absolutely drive slower. It's a big old boat, mm-hmm. Yes. It's got nosedive when you turn and everything.
A little loose.
Yeah. It floats. It's got a lot of float to it. Whereas the go-kart sticks to the ground and you feel every bump. I have people that get in the car with me in that go-kart and go, boy, you feel everything in this, don't you? Yeah, that's the whole point.
Our streets are so bad, too.
But I'm very honored and happy to have my old car, because that's me helping
me.
It's me helping the environment and me not mindlessly purchasing new vehicles all the time, constantly. I choose one, and then I stick with it.
Yeah, what kind of exhaust is that thing spitting out, though?
Well, it's bad.
I don't know if you're helping the environment there.
I guarantee you just one of my lawnmowers. I also like lawnmowers. I like engines. I like things that have internal combustion engines. But the lawnmowers that I use most often are the old Briggs & Stratton L-head lawnmowers that produce more emissions than a car does all year just mowing the lawn one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Did you see the story of this woman who went missing in Virginia? Well, this says North Carolina. I don't know. Is North Carolina near Virginia?
Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah.
Too far.
No, not Nancy Guthrie. This is Michelle Hundley Smith, a 62-year-old woman. But she wasn't 62 when she went missing 24 years ago. She went to the Kmart to go Christmas shopping, never returned. She had kids, had a whole life.
I do like the Christmas.
And they found her, and she's alive.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Yes,
what happened?
24 years later. And she, the authorities went and talked to her, found alive, and she requested her family not contact her.
Really?
Yes.
Did she do this on purpose to start a new life?
That's what it appears.
Wow.
How crazy is that? How do you just walk out of your life like that? And how did she do it successfully? We've talked on the show all the time about if all of a sudden you're wanted, how do you get away? Mm-hmm. You know, like you, Craig, you had a plan to go to Mexico. That would be your goal, to get to Mexico.
Yeah, you're until the whole cartel thing blew up.
Yes.
Now maybe I'll go to Canada.
But let's say pre-cartel.
Pre.
Yeah.
You just wanted to get to Mexico, and we were trying to figure out the logistics of how you could do that without being detected.
Right. It's tough.
So how did this woman go 24 years without being detected?
Well, since she went 24 years ago, this was before her cell phone was pinging. Yep. You know, we had all these cameras, all these ways to track her down, so she probably did it at a good time. I bet if she tried that today, she couldn't get away.
24 years. Is that pre-cell phone? We had cell phones.
Yeah, but not they weren't as detectable as they are now.
We didn't have smartphones.
When did you first get full-time cell phone?
Mid to late 90s.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So that's around this time. But yeah, maybe she didn't have it or she just ditched it.
And you're right. We didn't have the cameras that we have now 24 years ago.
So her family has been very active in searching for her this whole time because they were under the assumption that mommy was abducted.
Don't say mommy.
And even as recent as, I guess, 2018, they'd set up this huge Facebook page to collect tips on the case. It was her daughter that created this and was fielding tips and still frantically searching for her mother. And now her mom's been found alive, and I feel so bad for her daughter.
Yes.
Who says that she has incredibly complicated feelings right now. She says, on the one hand, I want to go out in the street and rejoice yelling she's alive, you know, because they were so worried that they were going to find their mom dead and that something horrible happened to her. But then you find out now she's alive and she chose to put you through this.
Does the story say why the mommy left?
It does not.
Like,
it says is authorities say that they are respecting the woman's privacy because she said, yeah, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm fine. I don't want to talk to anyone about this. See y'all later.
Wow.
And the cops just say, okay.
She should
be. Is there no law against this?
Well, I think if you're forcing the community to use these resources and pay money to go find you, don't those people always get in trouble for that?
I guess not. I guess it's not against the law to leave your life. But if you leave your life under fake circumstances, if you make people think that it's a missing persons or abduction, shouldn't there be a law in the books that say you've got to contact police to say, look, I'm not abducted or anything like that. But then again, how many kidnappers would force you to do that?
Right.
To throw police off the trail.
You can't have the police lie to the family for you.
Right. But that's you also weird. Can't let the whole community be looking for you as if you are a victim of foul play.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like, do you think Nancy Guthrie did this?
No.
No.
You don't think so? There's zero chance.
Well, I guess there's a chance, but I don't think so.
That Nancy Guthrie just said, I'm tired of this and I want to set up shop in Mexico.
No. I mean, she was living in Tucson, very close to the border, easy escape.
Yeah.
But this, I wonder about this mommy from 24 years ago.
He's using mommy now.
No, y'all need to stop.
Do you think she was in a really bad marriage and that's why she left? Or maybe an okay marriage but found somebody else and that's why she left? I mean, why would she just abandon the family and then not want to talk about it?
It's romantically related. It's related to the privates in some way.
Or non-romantically related in that she was in an abusive marriage.
It doesn't say anything about that in this news story.
That's what I'm going to speculate.
Well, why are you throwing this guy under the bus? He may be, if she was married to somebody, he may have been grieving and worried about her too. Now you have him abusing her. Gosh.
Well, all you've reported is that the kids were looking for her.
No, all I've reported is what's been reported to me. It says, okay, here's a mention of him. Okay, she was 38 years old at the time of her initial disappearance. She was from Eden, North Carolina. She went to the Kmart was going to go to the Kmart in Martinsville, Virginia.
That's how long ago it was, a Kmart.
Yeah. And her husband was the first person to report her missing.
Oh, okay.
Back in 2001.
Well, that doesn't say whether he was abusive or not. Just said he reported her.
No disrespect.
Yes, but
no disrespect.
But he cared enough about her to report her missing.
Yeah, because she wasn't there to fix his three meals every day.
And to get him some Kmart stuff. He was sending her out to...
Are you going on a Kmart run?
Get her some Kmart stuff.
I need some Kmart stuff.
Is he still with us?
Give me a chamois.
That's a weird story.
They say he never moved on. He felt that she would be found.
You added that.
And he faithfully waited for her this whole time.
Okay.
How long do you go before you maybe tastefully put your profile up on a dating app?
7 years.
What? That's way too long.
If your wife just disappears?
Yeah.
No, I think seven months is much
more reasonable.
She could easily return in a year or two.
Yeah, I say year.
1 year.
God, you guys are quick to turn the page.
It's a year.
Wow.
I mean, 3 weeks seems like an eternity. A year, I think, is... Yeah,
a year is... I'm with George.
What's up after a year.
But you don't know that she's dead. If your wife passes, okay, a year of grieving, then you get back out there. But this, you're thinking the whole time she's out there somewhere, and you guys are so quick to move on from your soulmates.
My thought would be she would want me to move on. Yeah. And so I don't want to.
My thought would be she's still wanting me
to be on all the dating sites and to be trying to hook up as much as I can.
My thought would be she is still out there somewhere. We're going to find her. She's going to come back. I would hold out hope. But after 7 years, I would think, all right, this isn't happening.
Certainly. We agree that after 7 years, we would think the same thing.
We're just saying we would also think it after a year.
Yeah.
God, you guys are way too horny.
It's not horny. It's just carrying out her final wishes.
Deliciously.
Yeah. Hey, I would enjoy the peace and quiet and probably not go back out into the dating world. But the deal that I made was if something happens to me, she has to wait at least a year. So that's why I said a year.
So he's expecting the same in return.
Even an unexplained disappearance, I don't think your wife would
be out there in a year. That was about what happened in Castaway, wasn't it?
No, I think it was like 7 years in Castaway.
Was it?
I don't know.
Your wife would be posting flyers after a year, still looking for her beloved George.
No, she'd be posting flyers saying, hey, if you want a date, and then you tear off one of the numbers that she has down at the bottom.
All right.
So we
can
do the same.
Stop putting me into that scenario.
Why? You put yourself into it.
Yeah, but you're always quick to say things like that. And then she has a flyer out that has her phone number on it. That's bull crap.
It's a real high-tech way of dating, isn't it?
Do people still put those flyers up where you tear the phone number off? Like the piano
like
keys at
those,
the bottom?
Yeah. That's thinking very, like college towns.
Really?
I've still seen those, yeah.
It's very old-school technology.
It's so old-school. In Castaway, see, we talked about this recently with Donnie and them. That just seems so sad to me that that guy endured all of that, and his big dream was that woman.
His loved one. Mm-hmm.
And then he's finally reunited, and she's like, listen. I've
remarried and I have a child.
Brian and I just sat down for dinner. you want me to fix your plate? I'll put it out here on the front porch for you if you want.
It was longer than a year, wasn't it?
I thought it was like 7 years, but maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. He didn't last 7 years on that island, did he?
I wish we knew.
How
two
long
or three.
Did Tom Cruise?
I think it was five.
Tom Hanks.
5 years.
Last on Castaway.
And
good movie.
And can you blame
island.
Her?
Was it?
No, after 5 years,
like
he's gone.
Years, can you know or was it?
You
that
you can't blame
long.
Her.
I don't know.
But yet, it does. You do feel horrible for him. Like, in the movie, you're siding
yeah,
with
four
him.
4 years. He
four
was on
years.
The island for 4 years.
And did she have a kid with this new guy already?
Yeah, I mentioned that. As I just said.
And didn't she
yes, as I just said.
Have a kid
but
with
but she also had a kid.
Guy already. Yes. Yes, I just mentioned
so,
that.
So, in that case, is he more traumatized by the shipwreck or the fact that or his sense of betrayal that he feels for her, about her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Probably equal.
Yeah.
They were married, correct?
He understood it, though, and then they said goodbye, and he moved on. Then he moved on.
That's the one where he asked her, you know, is your kid normal, or is
no,
he like
that's
me?
That's Forrest Gump. He quit minimizing the brilliant actor that is Tom Hanks.
All right, Gordo, all right. Thank you. That's
and you
the
know
O-deck.
You like that scene.
I'm
so
just saying,
distance from
okay,
it.
But Jenny should have waited after he was on that desert
that's
island.
Enough. That's it.